This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith will begin this year's theater season literally with a splash. Students from the university's theater and other departments will put up a free show titled Aqua Vida tomorrow at Breedlove Auditorium. Bob Stevenson, UA Fort Smith's theater director, says the work is based on an acting theory called the viewpoint theory that involves sound but not language. The performances are more like dance pieces that exist without dialogue, without language.
So it's a show that has no dialogue at all. It's completely storytelling that's done through movement and through shape making. And the pace and the dynamics of the movement. And this particular version is set in water, which hence the title Aqua Vita, which is Latin for water of life. And it's all the things, all the ways in which water interacts with our lives, from playing like at the beach, to bathing, to rituals where we use water for cleansing and things of that nature.
According to Bob, usually his group spends 4 to 5 weeks preparing for a single show, but Aqua Vida has been prepared in only 2 weeks, 1 week of design and 1 week of rehearsal. The show draws heavily from techniques taught in class, however, it's still a unique creation.
What we're hoping is that the information and the knowledge and the skills that we've given them translate quickly and directly into this performance because of the work they've put in to become professional performers and professional designers. And it is a very short time frame, and there's a lot of stress to get some of these very specific movement skills down quickly and precisely. You know, if you can imagine trying to get 20 or 30 people to move in unison, or at times purposely out of unison, you know, maybe one moving every second, can be very difficult, but very necessary for the correct storytelling. And it's a lot of fun ultimately when it does pay off and work out that final night for the performance.
The high energy show will combine acrobatics, driving music, and a stage full of water, and promises to be a unique experience for all members of the audience. For example, when people first walk into the auditorium, their seats might not be visible, as the theater might look more like a sauna.
So they're going to be walking basically into a cloud of vapor and having to struggle to find their seat. But then after that, the music kicks in, we turn on the exhaust fans and suck all that moisture out of the air. And there's a large pool on stage. It's about 20 feet by 30 feet that takes up the entire stage. It's filled with water. And after that, it's just music and movement and the actors getting wet and hopefully not getting the audience too wet and going through all these phases that water has affected our lives. One of the most interesting things so far is that there is there's a circus act in the middle of the show, an aerial act that takes place in a net because of the, you know, water provides food through fishing and those types of activities. And so we catch an actress in a net and then pull her up like she's a fish, and then she performs an act hanging in the air inside of this net.
Aqua Vida begins at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening at UA Fort Smith's Breedlove Auditorium. Tickets are free and will be available at the door. The show is about 25 minutes long and is great for all ages. However, Bob Stevenson does have a warning for some members of the audience.
If you're brave enough to sit in one of the front two rows, then just realize that while we're pretty good at controlling water, we're not amazingly good at controlling water, and so there's always a possibility of getting a little bit wet if you sit really close to the water.
More information regarding Aqua Vida is available on 479-488-7303 or uafortsmith.edu.